This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. This is October 25th, 2021. I'm going to talk very quickly about a handful of issues related to Blackstone. Blackstone's the world's largest private equity fund, private equity company fund. It had its total assets under management grow by the end of the third quarter to $731 billion. It's on track to try and get to $1 trillion in assets under management. That would be the largest for a private equity fund. Its revenues in the third quarter hit a new record, $6.22 billion in revenues. Of that, $1.32 billion came in management fees, $4.76 billion came in investment income. An analyst, one of the brilliant analysts that follows Blackstone, did note three core risks. And they're worth noting because they're core risks for most of the private equity sector, not just Blackstone. Deteriorating investment performance across multiple strategies, that may move in the wrong direction. Limited ability to raise more capital, as so many pension funds and insurance companies have already put so much capital to work and behind private equity funds. And then more difficulty in putting money into deals, putting money to work. These are comments by Gerald O'Hara, who follows this. He still maintains a buy rating on the stock. The thing that you learn the more you follow PE is it really is a game of big dollars. The bigger the dollars at play, the more that the PE firm can earn in management fees and the more opportunities it has for carried interest. Here, Blackstone, without raising a thumb or a finger, still does $1.3 billion in management fees, and then it's a matter of the investments performing well to get the investment income of the $4.76 billion. But it really is a game of big numbers. I give tremendous credit to those private equity funds that maintain a certain level of assets and try not to oversubscribe because they realize they'll have a harder time getting the performance they want, even though that means they're leaving some management fees on the table. So we give tremendous credit to those private equity funds that set caps that they believe they can really perform well with at a certain level. The behemoth private equity funds are playing a different game. They're growing so large that certain opportunities are only available to build that much capital, but at the same time, they're earning so much for management fees, you wonder if they're ultimately their investment income and their investment performance regresses closer to the norm. In any event, fascinating to watch Blackstone and the behemoth private equity funds.